No, I'm this week or tonight. I mean, I don't think so. You know, we wanted to take the ball and not try to let them get off to a good start, get the crowd into it. You know, try to neutralize the start of the game and instead of deferring. And then obviously we got three and out, and you know, tough to get it going. They get rolling, and you know, then. You know, they have ability to do so many things explosively with, you know, their physical football team in the run game. They got excellent tight ends, and just tough to get on track today. We turn it over uncharacteristically, just running, and on the interception, he's trying to make a play, but anytime you throw late and throw a little bit across your body, especially in short spaces, there's usually somebody that's following your eyes, and that was disappointing. Blocked field goal as well, so a lot of things obviously didn't go right in the first half.
Your team did something that no other Iowa State opponent has done this year, and that's 300 yards of offense. Can you explain just how your team is able to produce those yards?
Yeah, statistics can lie, and liars use statistics, so it's, I don't know if, when they're playing backups, where that is. We went in. I just got done with radio, and I said, we went into the second half that we're going to keep operating the game plan like it was a close ball game, so that we could find things to get better at. And I thought we did some decent things in the run game. I thought all three running backs, especially the two that played early, took steps in the right direction as running physically, making one cut, getting north and south. Better pad level, pushing piles, things like that that we hadn't done previously. So I thought that was a step in the right direction. I think our line continues to take steps in getting better in what we're doing. So whether it is statistically or not, a lot of those things are hard to say until you really go back and grade the film. Go ahead.
Did it feel different on the sideline of the first quarter, just in terms of morale and how the guys were approaching things, just when the game got out of hand so quickly?
Differently, like not prepared or not into it or giving up. I don't know. I didn't sense that. I think they know they're playing a good football team on the road, and obviously they created some. Off a disappointing loss, a team that was preseason top 10, supposed to, a chance to be in the college football playoff in a lot of people's minds. And, obviously they jumped on us quickly, and, there's some things that we didn't respond to.
You came into this week saying, Matt Campbell was done at Iowa State, is something that you all want to sort of build to at Kansas. I guess seeing it up close, did you learn anything? You mentioned no taking back on Tuesday.
Learned a lot. But I keep those to myself right now and write them down on this bus ride home. But there's a lot of things there. But, it's funny. Their coaches and talked to Matt before the game, and he's talked about the differences he sees on film in our program. He talked about where his was at, and he drew the parallels. So, I have, like I said before, a lot of respect for him and take him at his word for that. Hopefully there'll be a day that we look back at this one as a big growing moment.
What did you see it on the secondary in the first half before Kenny was able to join the group?
Yeah, our corners, a little tentative, we got some young guys still back there that are learning, and Kobe tries to make a play. One thing that's a balancing act is that I want our guys to continue to be aggressive, okay, and play with confidence and try to make plays. Now, he makes it and it goes for a touchdown, and tackling in space is something we got to continue to work on holistically, and again, not just at there, but our second line defenders, our second level defenders, everywhere. Their offense does a great job of getting you to make checks and communications with motions and shifts and creating gaps and doing things that, especially when you're, I think, where we're at, whether it be in a system or even experience, they have a tendency to get you where the communications aren't all there, where you want, and you're susceptible to some bigger plays.
What do you tell your guys for this one?
I still love them, still care, and we're not going to change what we're doing. We're going to keep demanding the little things to be done right. We're going to keep coaching them, and we're going to keep getting better. And I asked if they're going to still be in, and they said yes. So I said, you know, it's an open week. It's not an off week. And we're going to, that doesn't mean that you, it's not going to be scrimmages and things like that, but we are going to continue to work and address the things that we have to get better daily and find ways to improve some way, somehow, each and every day. That's all I can ask them.
How do you envision that week going since you guys did get in late? You guys got in late enough spring ball with them. I mean, right. It's going to be more teaching. Is it going to be more?
We're going to look at some different things and things. Plus, we're going to recruiting and doing things like that. So we got a lot of balls in the air, but you know, we'll get some Texas Tech work, but there'll be some fundamental work, and yeah, and then we're gonna, you know, some of the younger guys that are gonna try to find opportunities for them to get back into the swing, kind of like a fall camp. So we haven't looked at it all, and you know, again, we'll analyze that and talk about it tomorrow. Yeah, there'll be some downtime, but there were. Be just a film day and a correction day, and we're going to meet, not go on, and then practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for sure, and then lifts in, all those type of things, try to get healthy in some areas that we're not, so probably standard like a lot of people do, but yeah.
Sanford didn't seem to have the cast or anything on his arm. He's
getting closer.
The open week be a big deal for him having that extra time?
Yeah, I mean, every day would be good for him and kind of see where it's at. That's a medical, that one kind of gets told to me what he kind of can't do, but he started to do some things. But yeah, we'll see where it gets him.
Time for one more.
Does the 5 week feel different for you guys, or will you approach it differently than you would in a typical season just because of, you know, coming in late?
The thing is, that's a good question. The answer would be to sit there and try to take advantage of the days and practice every day and keep working and installing. But you got to remember, they did have spring practice. There is a mental part of this. There is a physical part of this for them to be healthy. So we have to be smart, okay? And we had this plan before this, you know, what we were going to do before the score of this game or anything else, and how we're going to approach it, what else we have to get done, and how we'll go about it into next week. So, you know, you don't coach mad, you don't modify. I mean, you look at some different things, but that you can do to improve on, but it isn't like you're going to drastically change everything you do, because otherwise you're just grasping at straws. And like I said, we believe in what we do, and then it's just like I said, on and off the field with them, and we're just going to keep pounding away at it.